Brilliance Audio presents An Ocean Between Us by Rachel Quinn, performed by Alana Kerr Collins. Introduction. This story is not a political one, but I include here just a little of the history of Ireland to help explain some of the events depicted. In World War II, the fledgling independent state of Ireland was officially neutral. In reality, attitudes to the war raging on only a few hundred miles away were varied and ambivalent. Then again, the relationship between Ireland and Great Britain had always been close but strained, as demonstrated by the events a few decades before. During World War I, Ireland fought for its independence from the United Kingdom while still fighting for the United Kingdom, most notably in the 1916 Easter Rising, which was severely dealt with by what the Irish Republican movement saw as imperial oppressors. The armed rebellion was put down, and executions of Irish fighters followed. But one man who narrowly escaped execution was a seasoned Republican named Éamon de Valera. When World War I ended, there was little respite for the Irish people, as the War of Independence, often called the Anglo-Irish War, followed on almost immediately. 2 years later, this led to the signing of a treaty largely granting independence to the new Irish Free State, albeit with certain constraints, the most important of which was that the new state comprised only 26 of the 32 counties, leaving 6 of the 9 counties of Ulster within the UK, creating a new province christened Northern Ireland. Thus, the two largest cities in Ireland were now effectively in different countries, Dublin in the south, and Belfast in the north. Even then, the fighting didn't stop for long. In the new country, there was a bitter political split between two factions, the pro-treaty, those who accepted the treaty partitioning the country, and the anti-treaty, those wanting to fight on to unite the whole island of Ireland, with tensions very soon leading to the year-long Irish Civil War. With the help of the British, the pro-treaty side won, and for the next 15 years, the country struggled to find its place in the world order, just like any other newly independent state. But now it was at least a stable country. At the outbreak of World War II, the wounds from fighting 3 wars in a 10-year period were still raw, leaving little appetite for further conflict. And despite close relations between the countries on a social level, the country that now called itself simply Ireland...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?